Hello, fellow Redbirds. Welcome to Bird Fans Forever, podcast number 62. If you've been a fan of the podcast and like our videos, a good way to support the channel is to like our videos and slam dunk the subscribe button on our YouTube channel, Bird Fans Forever, with the number 4. Also, go follow us on our @BirdFansForever Twitter account to be notified of our latest podcast videos, and visit our website, www.birdfansforever.com, where you can find a list of our previous podcasts. We're excited today to bring in our second Redbird recruit for the 2025-26 season. Please welcome to Bird Fans Forever podcast, Isaac Erickson.
And this is episode 62 of Bird Fans Forever. We're joined today with Isaac Erickson. Hi, Isaac. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you guys?
Doing good. So Isaac is an incoming recruit. He signed his I always get this confused, not NIL, NIL, National Letter of Intent. So,
yes, sir.
Very cool. And he will be joining the Redbirds in the fall. All right, Isaac, how we start every episode. You're not quite here yet, but how do you get to ISU? So let's talk about your recruiting process.
So mine was kind of a crazy story. So I guess it was kind of out of the blue. So I was playing in the second session of the UA Rise AAU tournament, and just randomly I had a great game. I hit, it was 4 or 5 threes in the first, and I think it was Coach Peden just randomly walked by and just saw me playing. So I was glad he stopped by at the right time. So I thought that was a pretty crazy story. So it was out of nowhere. He stopped by and saw me playing.
So that was your junior year or your senior year this summer?
It was this past summer.
You're going into your senior
year? Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
Yes, sir.
So who was recruiting you at that point?
So I had a lot of interest from a lot of schools at all levels. And then it kind of started dying down before AAU season. Like, I stopped hearing from a lot of schools. And then I heard from, it was really, you guys were one of the first ones, Arkansas State, Asheville, and maybe a few others like Charleston. They were all reaching out. But once you guys, or Illinois State, pulled the trigger on me for an offer, I feel like that pulled a lot of other schools in as well. So,
so during the summer, then you start talking to ISU. Who was your lead recruiter?
Coach Schley.
Coach Schley. Okay, good. So Jason is your lead recruiter. All right. So
yes, sir.
Coach Schley's recruiting you. Did you take a visit to ISU?
I only took one visit. Actually, that was my first official visit. I had other ones lined up after, but I just thought the fit was so perfect. And with the portal, with everything going on, I just felt like I had to take it when I had the opportunity. So they were my first official visit.
So you came here to visit. Was there any other players here at the same time?
Nick and Tyreek were with me.
Did you, because those are the guys you're going to spend hopefully 4 years together. Did you get along with
yes,
them?
Sir. Was that a good time? I hope so. Yeah, it was great with them. Got along, communicated, and just the whole vibe was great together. So
we talked with Nick, and we're going to fact check this. So Nick claims that he was the first one that was ready to commit, like the night before. He started.
He was.
Inquiring with no, you guys
he was.
Before you guys, he was.
Yes, sir.
All right, so
yeah, so he actually
so
we were all hanging out.
Go ahead.
So basically, we had the whole day of, you know, meeting the coaches, talking to the players, and everything. And then later, we were hanging with all the guys, and just Nick came up to us and was like, "What are y'all thinking?" Like, he's like, "I'm loving this place," and we were all on the same page. Me and Tyreek were like, "Love it." But committing's kind of crazy. Like, I haven't gone on any other visits. And then I talked to Dalton Banks for a long time. So he was the one who also helped me, like, really figure this out, because he's gone. Like, he has no – he probably could care less if I came or not. He just wanted what was best for me. So him talking to me, being like, this is a great place, great people, great opportunity. Like that really flipped the switch for me. And then knowing that Nick and Tyreek were on the same page that night, it just all like fell together. So.
So did you call your parents to tell them that you're thinking about saying yes, or
I
did you
talked to them
surprise
the
them? How'd
next
that work
morning.
out?
So I talked to my sister. I got back to the hotel. So me and my sister are really tight. So I went to her room and I was like, I love it. I talked to the guys. Like we're thinking about really committing, like we love this place. And then I gave it the night. She was like, just think on it. Don't act too quick. Don't do anything crazy. So I took the night just to myself to think,
Good, good
talk to
call.
her. And then next morning I talked to my parents and they were like, we're so happy you want to come here because they loved every part of it. Like they, my whole family was like, we really hope he comes here. So.
Good,
Nice.
good, good.
Yes, sir.
So, go, Steve.
So you're going in that meeting, right? And in your mind, you're ready to commit, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so tell us how you're feeling walking in. Are you nervous or are you excited or both or what?
So I didn't commit in person like I think Nick did, but I kind of in the back of my mind already knew I wanted to come here. So we had the last meeting before I left, and me knowing that I wanted to go there just was kind of like emotional, like this is where I want to be. And then basically had a great meeting. Coach talked to my whole family at his house, and then the next I think couple of days or week later, I just take it over with my family, review the whole situation, and then I give them a call and commit. So
So how was that when that call when you called him up and gave him that notice that you were coming?
it was great. I called Coach Peden first and I gave him the news, and then he was like, 1 second, added the whole coaching staff to the call, and they flipped out. So it was a great feeling.
Very
Yes,
cool.
sir.
Very cool. Very, very cool.
Did you end up
Yes,
talking
sir.
to Nick and Tyreek then in between like when you left and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I think it was probably, I don't know the exact day, but probably like 2 days later, I texted them like, I'm really feeling this situation. And obviously Coach Peden was the first one that I told. So right after I called him, I texted them and I was like, I just committed. So they were pumped about that.
Yeah, it's cool. So
Yes, sir.
Isaac, tell everybody where you're from. Like you're from, is it Cary, North Carolina, right?
Yes, sir. So I was born in Georgia and then moved to Cary, North Carolina when I was 3 or 4. So lived
So
here basically
tell
my whole
everybody
life.
who else there's another ex-Redbird from Cary, North Carolina, right?
DJ Horn. Yes, sir.
DJ Horn. And do you know him
Yes,
and have
sir.
you met him?
So I,
Did
my
you dunk the
AU
ball on him
coach,
or no?
I wish I did. I wish I had that story to tell. But my AU coach actually played at NC State, Scott Wood. So he has crazy connections with State and got us into a few games. So I ran into him a couple times, but I'd never like had a true one-on-one meeting with him, talk about Illinois State or anything. But it is crazy how
Okay.
he's at State now.
Yeah. So growing up, what schools did you watch or what professional teams did you follow? And like what players do you like?
Yeah, so growing up, both of my parents are from Indiana. So Purdue, the Pacers, those were like my teams growing up, and then Butler being in Indiana. So really anybody from there or that area was, those were like my people. And
I
then
would not
Illinois
have
State
guessed
being
that.
that close.
So they're from the Midwest originally?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But what about professional teams? You said the Pacers. Who on the
The
Pacers did you
Pacers.
like?
I've always been a huge Paul George fan, even though he did leave. I
Yeah.
still got love for him, so I just think he's got the
So
smoothest game ever, so.
Isaac, you had a really good senior season. I mean, you were the SWAC basketball Player of the Year, McDonald's All-American nominee. You guys won the SWAC championship regular season and the tournament afterwards. And looking back at some of your stats, it was just incredible. You guys, you know, 26-5, but what really, really impressed me was, if I got this right, you had 11 double-doubles. So why don't you tell us a little about the season, a little about your game, and really impressed by the 11 double-doubles.
Thank you. So this season, I thought we had a great season. We definitely had a championship caliber team to win the state championship, but fell short in the Elite Eight. One big goal that we had was playing the John Wall tournament, get a win or two in there. We did that. It was, for my childhood, one of the best atmospheres. It's the biggest tournament in North Carolina and was like a dream come true for me to play in. So we accomplished that. We got the regular season title, which is also a big goal of mine. This is the first time I had the chance and got to win the SWAC tournament championship, which was huge for me. And then just make run the playoffs. So we accomplished, I think, so much as a team, and I couldn't be happier with how this year went.
So talk about a little bit about your game. I mean, just watching some video and stuff like that, you got a nice, sweet 3-point shot, but you must be a beast on the boards too, getting all those double doubles.
Yes, sir. So my coach, that's something that he's been on me about since the summer this year. And same with my AU coach, is just crashing the O board and getting every single defensive rebound. And it's something I've taken pride in. And I think excelled in my game is just rebounding in general, making sure every play I'm crashing and getting those extra opportunities on offense.
And so what type of defense do you?
So we'll run a man pretty much to start every game. And then depending on the team, we'll go box them 1, 2, 3, just depending on the situation, but we'll try to go man pretty much every game. And then we had a smaller team, I'd say, besides me. And then we had one other big, like 6'8", but everybody else was mobile, could move. So we would try to press. Basically, to start every game, we would try to press and then drop back into a man defense.
Were you guys doing like a 2-2-1, or just medium pressure? Were you guys pressing to get force turnovers and stuff?
Yeah, we were trying to force turnovers. So we would do a 1-2-2 trap at half court, maybe a little bit earlier, and then just have that backside guy rotate. So we got a ton of steals off that and forced a lot of turnovers.
So were they pushed them to you to do the trap, like right around half court in that area?
Yeah, so we had me, the other 6'8 guy, and then we also had a 6'6", 6'7", junior, Trevor, who we put at the top of the press. So we had a huge lineup with the press and then two other athletic guards. So with our length, we were able to get a lot of turnovers, which helped us a lot.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
So talk about your game though, and what you think you'll be able to bring to Illinois State.
The main thing for me, I think I'll be able to bring a lot of versatility. A big part of my game is being able to rebound the ball and then get out in transition. If that's bringing up myself, kicking it to the open guy, I'm able to play make with the ball in my hands and then also away from the ball, being able to move, backdoor cuts, and all this type of stuff. So I just think I'm very versatile offensively.
Are you one of those guys that are just a pain in the ass to guard, that you just keep, you're constantly in motion and you just wear out your defender?
I like to think that.
Constant motion?
All right. Yes, sir. I try.
And then what about shot blocking? And if you're playing another person that's your size, are you more position player or shot blocker or what?
I'd say I'm definitely more positioned, especially with high school. I try to swat shots and get all the highlights, but high school with the fouls and just you're not able to be as physical with high school. So I have to watch myself a lot trying to block shots. So I'm definitely more of a positional defender when it comes to that.
And John can tell you this, there's going to be a huge transition, right, from high school to the college and the physicality of the game. Have you been hitting the weight room and getting ready for the big boys at the MVC?
Yes, sir. So this year, I've definitely taken a huge jump with my weight training, just being more consistent, trying to put on weight. Because on our visit, we got a chance to run with the team and play some pickup. So just experiencing that physicality, it really like mentally gave me a heads up. So that helped a ton.
Does that mean you got Chase Walker's shoulder to the chest? Is that
I did. He's huge. So
you're
I felt
saying?
that.
That's a big shoulder coming at you, right?
Felt that for a few days.
So on the night you got a for on the night you got 18 rebounds, was just everything coming to you, or were you just tracking the crap out of the ball?
I think I was just tracking it because before the game, my coach, that was the top part on the scouting report for that team. It was just crash the O boards. And he came up to me before the game. He was like, matchup wise, this is going to be your shot to just board over everybody. So mentally, I was just trying to steal it even from my teammates, just get every single board. So I was chasing the ball all over the place. Probably looked like a crazy person.
That's a good mentality to have, right? Especially at the
Yes, sir.
college level, you can't assume your teammate's going to get the ball. If you do that, then the
Yes,
ball's
sir.
going to fall between you and it's going to be somebody else's. It's better for you to go in and grab that sucker and yell, "My ball," and then outlet it. And then,
For sure. For sure.
don't ever assume you're right. So, yeah.
So I've seen a couple of your games. You did really well, over 30 points. 20 is a lot. What was really impressive is like you're really efficient, like in some of these games, like shooting 80, 90%. What's it like when just like everything's just like falling and stuff like that? How's that feeling?
When everything's falling, it's great. It's probably the best feeling in the world. But I will say my high school coach does a great job of getting me open and just great high-level shots. He knows my game better than anybody else because he's been coaching me for 4 years. So him and my teammates set me up for great opportunities with it.
So offense, you talked to, you moved a lot. Are you guys doing like pick and pops or or you run around and they're doing screens, you're coming off of screens and catch and shoot or what?
Yeah, so we ran a lot of screen actions, whether that was on or off ball. I would end up setting a lot of on ball screens for the guards, and then picking and popping and vice versa. We would have the guard set the screens for me and just try to get that mismatch.
Very cool.
So
Yeah,
anyway, we
nice.
could try to find that mismatch.
So we talked about like what you could bring to ISU, but like what are you looking for from ISU? But like what do you hope to get out of it? Educational wise, basketball wise, what are you looking forward to?
I think just a great culture, which is something I valued a lot on that visit. It's like a huge family. Everybody is there for each other and has each other's best interest, which to me is the most important thing, that they know that I want to play at the next level and continue playing basketball. So I think them knowing that, them believing in me and taking the time to really like invest themselves into me and my game, it definitely showed a lot. So I just think it's a great place with great, genuine people.
All right, Isaac, here's where we get to the closing part. We turn it over to you. Here you go.
All right. Well, first, I'd like to thank obviously my parents for giving me the opportunity and guiding me through this whole process. My sister, she's been a huge part my whole life. Just being there with me every workout, every step of the way, and is someone I could go to for anything. And then I'd like to thank my high school coach, Coach Green, AU coach, Coach Wood, and everybody else who's helped me along the way. Milton Chavis, Ian Walker, just so many people who have helped me on and off the court with my game, just getting my life and focusing on basketball and just promoting everything to be the best player and person I can be. So I'd like to thank all those people, and I can't wait to get up to Illinois State, meet all the people, get to know the players, coaches even more than I do now, and get some wins at Illinois State. So,
Isaac, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. This has been Bird Fans Forever, episode 62, with Isaac Erickson, incoming recruit and future Redbird. So, John?
Thank you, Isaac.
Thanks, Isaac.
Thank you. Thank you.